This hasn't changed with the third generation Kim, who took up the regime reins in 2011 and introduced his own political philosophy in March 2013 to cement his revolutionary credentials. Byung-jin, which means to advance in tandem, referring to the nation's nuclear program and economy. North Korea has already made tremendous progress in both. The regime now has a nuclear-armed international ballistic missile that experts believe can devastate any U.S. city. By relaxing state control over the economy, North Korea experienced 3.9% growth in 2016, its fastest rate of this century, despite ever tougher sanctions. But how does one square Byung-jin with disarmament? Socialist revolutionary doctrines are not policies to be tweaked or discarded, but distillations of a leadership's eternal will. Even when announcing the dismantlement of his only known nuclear testing site, which Kim since said would take place in May, with South Korean officials watching, he described the weapons it had spawned as a treasured sword. Lest we forget, North Korea already signed a denuclearization agreement with South Korea in 1992, and with the U.S. in 1994, and with the Six-Party Talks participants in 2005, and with the Obama administration in 2012. The North Korean regime has inculcated every strata of society with the need of nuclear weapons to keep them safe and complete the revolution in the South. A 2012 constitutional amendment described the nation as a nuclear-armed state. To abandon its nukes is something so radically revolutionary that it's analogous to the Pope abandoning Jesus Christ and adopting Buddhism, says Pinkston. There is still reason to try again, especially because the military option is nothing of the kind, given that Pyongyang's conventional chemical, biological, and nuclear retaliation could lay waste Seoul, Tokyo, and now even Los Angeles or Washington. But denuclearization will take a titanic feat of patience and trust building. On May 5th, North Korea's clocks will leap forward by half an hour. For the regime to truly leave its past behind won't be so easy.